It's a crazy world out there. Hello, everyone. My name is Jeff Hicks, and welcome to my podcast. Today, I'm anxious to talk about one of the biggest games in football history, the big game between BYU and the University of Utah. Some call this game the Holy War. That denotes some kind of religious divide, the heathens on one side, the righteous folks on the other. And maybe that's actually how some fans and spectators see it. But here's what I think. When 21 people are out on a grassy field crashing their bodies into one another with reckless abandon, how does religion even come into play? I don't get that. The two schools are roughly 40 miles apart. That close geographic proximity creates a natural rivalry all by itself. But throw in a religious slant, and you have something more than a rivalry. The 12th century crusaders might know something about that as they hacked each other with swords and daggers, all the while hiding under a covering of plate steel armor. It would be foolish to compare a modern-day football game to medieval wars, but I guess if you tried hard enough, you could say that now the hacking and maiming is done on mobile phones and computers, in the form of social media like Facebook and Twitter. That verbal hacking and slashing seems to be perpetual. Just check some tweets and read the new forums if you want to see it firsthand. It's all fun, though. Sports fans have to have an outlet in which to cheer for their teams. It creates camaraderie and team spirit, and all those fans comprise a huge segment of their team's brand. Think about it. Besides the colored jerseys and logos, the fans help define what a team is all about. It's part of their brand. So when did this so-called Holy War actually begin? Some say back in the late 1800s when BYU was known as the Brigham Young Academy. But if you ask BYU, it all began in the early 1920s. But the actual Holy War, arguably, did not get traction until much later. But to really understand and know this rivalry, you gotta see it from the inside. You have to listen to the fans. You have to know the culture. Maybe you have to hear one of Utah's past head coaches and feel his anger and embarrassment and maybe even a bit of rage. Coach Wayne Howard ripped BYU and the media after getting blown out by a pass attack engineered by the great Mark Wilson back in 1977. This is what the coach said, and I quote, "This today will be inspiring. The hatred between BYU and Utah is nothing compared to what it will be, and it will be a crusade to beat BYU from now on," end quote. And who can forget the words of BYU's Max Hall from 2009? Remember what Max had to say about Utah and their fans on national TV? I quote, "I don't like Utah. In fact, I hate him. I hate everything about him. I hate their program. I hate their fans. I hate everything. So it felt good to send those guys home. I think the whole university and their fans and the organization is classless. You know, they threw beer on my family and stuff last year and did a whole bunch of nasty things," end quote. Aren't fans great? Sports wouldn't exist without fans. So let's see what a couple of true Utah and BYU fans have to say about their teams in this holy war. The first one in our lineup is Jivin Judas, who considers himself to be the most loyal fan of Utah football. He's on the phone right now. Hello, Jivin. Thanks for taking the time to call in. And by the way, I like your moniker. It's really cool.
Thanks, Jeff. It's a name I take a lot of pride in.
All right. So, Jivin, you go to every single football game in Rice-Eccles Stadium. You never miss a game. Is that right? Good plan. You can never be too careful with your health. So, Jivin, what is it that makes you unique among all the other Utah fans? What sets you apart?
Well, I carry my scriptures with me wherever I go. And that includes to the football stadium when my Utes are playing.
You carry your scriptures into the stadium?
Yes, Jeff, I do. I always try to maintain a high level of spirituality in my life, and reading my scriptures helps me do that.
So you sit and read the Bible during the game?
Yes. And if anyone around me gets too loud and obnoxious, I stand up and read them a few verses from the good book.
I gotta say, Jivin, you're brave. How do you keep from getting beaten up or having beer thrown on you?
My Bible says, if anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to them the other cheek also. Sometimes the people around me get angry and call me names and tell me to shut up and sit down. But I love all those people, even those who drink beer and try to dump it over my head.
Wow. Well, carry on, Jivin, and keep your health insurance paid. Next, we've got Lucius Bam Bam Mostro, who claims to be the only true fan of BYU Cougars. Let's see if we can get him on the line.
What do you want?
Hello, is this Lucius?
Yeah, what of it?
This is Jeff Hicks from the podcast It's a Crazy World Out There. Do you have a moment to answer a few questions about BYU football?
Go. You got 30 seconds before I hang up.
Okay. Well, I heard you were BYU's biggest and only true fan. Could you comment on that?
I grab a six-pack and watch every single one of their games on TV. But I'm the only human in existence that doesn't turn tail and run when BYU loses a game. BYU wins, the fans party in the streets. But lose one game, and all those supposed fans cry like babies and head for the internet forums to complain and bawl like the jerks they are. I feel like punching every one of them in the neck.
Good point, Mr. Mostro. So I take it you don't do that kind of stuff. Well, like complain when BYU loses.
No, I don't. You even talk like that, I'll be inclined to come to your place and bounce one of my beer cans right off the side of your head. How do you like that?
Hang up. Wow, that man has a hate complex. I kind of know how Max Hall's family feels now. I'm really glad that guy doesn't know where I live. All right, everyone, there you go. There's a couple of sports fans that'll make you stop and think. I guess it takes all kinds. One last thing before I go. Have you heard the press conferences and interviews with BYU's Coach Sitake and Coach Whittingham of Utah? Now there are two class acts in anyone's book. Watch the game tonight and good luck to both teams. May the best team win. Thanks, everyone, for listening to my podcast. It's a crazy world out there.